Hello, it is July 2nd. Welcome back, Correct Opinions listeners. I'm Trey with Jake, my wife Katie, Derek behind the camera, and look what my wife did to me.
Oh. Dude, when's your 100 meter freestyle race?
Yeah, what? Explain. Go. Why was I tortured to death for an hour? Go watch it on YouTube. Please subscribe. While you're there, subscribe. Like it.
Did she do that with her mouth?
You'll see what she did to my back.
Yeah.
How did she do that to you?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That's a 5-year marriage.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
I was trying to be such a nice wife, and Trey has been complaining that he like has a lot of bags under his like eyes and just...
Two, one under each.
Well, yeah.
I'm doing a little better
and,
right now.
And
you make me sound dramatic. I looked dead for a week. That's why you booked it.
Okay. He kept complaining about it, so I booked it. I was like, you know, I'm going to book you like a de-puffing facial because you have been saying this for now 2 weeks.
Jake gets those?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I honestly was just kind of tired of hearing like him complaining about it and not like doing anything about it. So I was like, I'm going to book you a de-puffing facial.
De-puffing facial?
Which...
What age do you learn about these things?
I thought I was booking him like this like cupping facial, but it turns out I booked him a cupping massage.
Yeah. Who Lewis and Clark explored a little bit. They moved on from the face.
You know how humiliating that is to show? Number one, I debated going in the moment because it's always, I've gotten a facial once. And you know, it's like she takes me to a yoga class or facial. She's like, no, it's fine. Guys do it. And you show up and there's 98 women there and you and they're making fun of you. I was like, so I walk in. I'm already kind of like, all right, walk back here. And this woman, she walks into a room. Shuts the door. There's a massage table and looks very much like a massage room. And she's like, just so you know, you have those marks will only last a week. I was like, I'm gonna have marks on my face. She goes, no, I'm not touching your face. I go, is this a facial? And she looks at me like, I'm a masseuse. And I just go, okay. She's like, I can't do face. Like, do you want a facial? I was just like, no, I was joking. I want a massage. And so then I just like was pressured into this weird massage.
Why did you just say my wife booked this for me? I didn't know.
And then I lay down and it's like a massage. I'm like, okay, I guess I don't really have time for this.
I guess she'll work it into my face.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And then next thing I just hear, and I was like, oh my God. And it was painful. And I really feel the same as yesterday, except
no, you
I have
don't.
12.
I think deep down it's really you were complaining about your back also, so I think that it was good for you.
It's like I truly have no idea what she's doing. I was like, is that your mouth back there?
Hey, hey, lips off. Come on,
I'm married, so that's. But and that's perfect because we leave in a few days to go meet my family for a week at the pool. So this is Correct Opinions. Go check it out on YouTube and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Thanks for all the love. We got a great episode for you today. Derek, roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
So what got lost in the translation from booking a facial to this back cupping?
Because I booked the back cupping, but I thought I was booking a facial because it was called, because I thought I was booking a cupping facial. So it was called a myofascial.
She confused fascial with facial.
I did. Oh, I booked it
that
real,
seems fair. It's like Korean and Japanese.
I booked it real quick on my phone. But ultimately, you're welcome for booking you a spa appointment.
Thanks.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bottom line, it was a spa appointment.
Yeah.
The detail of that.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday when he was like, I don't really want to go. Do you want to go for me? I was like, no, you go. This is for you. This is for you.
I was like, you so love the funny. Facial more than me go. She almost went. It's funny how much you would have hated what I went through.
I'm so glad I didn't know.
I had to, yeah. So there we have it. That was fun.
So are you going to like go back for the actual de-puffing facial?
I don't think I'm going to be able to like get him to go back now.
No, I'm done. I did it. That was an hour and a half of my life. I won't get back.
Jeez.
You're welcome.
Wow. I'm sure it did some good.
Yeah.
You should try swimming in a couple of days. See how it feels.
I mean, if professional swimmers do it, it's got to be good for you.
It'll be something. Got to be worth something.
Good for your lats. You were on the road this weekend?
Yeah, I got back from Alabama. Shout out Huntsville.
Good club. Good parking lot.
Alabama. Third time playing there. That's kind of my first... I've played a few places twice, but that's my real home, you know? I went to Huntsville. We had a nice time. So hot. The weather. And dude, it was the one. It was great crowds. But there was Friday was, it was the first time in a long time I felt a real, like both shows, they were just, and I think my best guess is like maybe it was the first week it was really hot because they were shockingly asleep. And it's, that's always, and I feel like I always get those right before, because it's the last weekend before the big tour. And it's like, all right, I got my hour. Let's really, we're feeling good. And then you go up Friday, first shows, early show, like that was just a bad crowd, right?
And after the not, second
that's not
one,
me, it's them. And the second one, you're going,
good thing I have a podcast.
Thank goodness I bring, that's the biggest, one of the biggest perks of bringing Lucas, my own opener, so I can know a trusted guy. He's like, hey, that was bad for me too. I was like, all right, I know you usually do good. But the rest, I mean, they were still great. I think they were just, you know, Friday nights are tough.
I know people never believe me when I tell them that, but I'm like, no, you, I know it sounds weird, but Friday nights are not that good of a show compared to like even Thursdays or Saturdays.
But it was great. Good time. Thunder up. Still reeling with that.
They got a lot of criticism for the way they celebrated. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I'm getting tired. No one can do anyone or anything right, huh? They let the boys, they celebrate it.
What'd they do?
Well, nothing. So the big, you're supposed to, NBA specifically, you go back, they like tarp off a locker room and give everyone goggles and you just champagne shower everyone. That's like a thing. And then there's a bunch of champagne and beers for you to like spray champagne and people are pouring beers everywhere. I don't know.
I think it's a thing in every like professional sport. I think Major League Baseball, NFL, that's just like what you do. You celebrate in the locker room
and
afterwards.
Everyone wears goggles?
Yeah.
Because it's so wet.
Yeah, it really is a thing. I mean, the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, it's become like very typical.
Well, but several guys on the team are like 21, 22 and not even really. I mean, when did you, do you know how to pop a champagne bottle? You learned 3 years ago, probably.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
But I don't think this is the reason. You think their youth is why they didn't pop champagne?
What was your, do you think it's their race?
I don't know what I think it is. Yeah.
Jake's like, why is everything so weird? Black people don't drink champagne. Yes, they do, dude. Yes, they do. What do you think? Because I think a lot of them are like, I've hardly drank before. I certainly don't know how to pop champagne.
I mean, you would think someone would do it, though. It's funny that they went 0 for 12.
Caruso did it.
No one celebrated.
He's the vet. He's in his 30s.
So people are mad that they didn't celebrate enough.
Yeah, and even like on the court, I've seen like breakdowns. Like this is when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. This is when the Dodgers won the World Series. Just like the immediate reaction. They were like extremely respectful.
They're just like, all right.
Hey, good series, man. Good series. Hey, heck of a ball player.
They were having fun at the parade, okay?
Okay.
I feel like
they're gay.
Like maybe.
They'll show up for a parade.
Finally.
Covered in feathers.
I mean, it wasn't Friday night, was it?
The parade?
Just the game.
Oh, the game was a Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked the next day.
Yeah.
So it does feel like maybe someone got in there. They probably saw the posts on social media and they're like, we better.
People don't.
They were being a little more silly at the parade.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
They're like, all right, we need to get publicly intoxicated. And be good, better role models.
That's what America wants.
That's what they want.
No, I was okay with it. I thought it was kind of nice. But I've been watching, so I didn't know if you had like the inside scoop.
It is kind of confusing. You would think a bunch of 22-year-olds who are bazillionaires and just won a thing would be like the least responsible.
Hard to control. Yeah, it was like they thought it was a 9-game series. Like, hey, let's get him next game. Like, no, you won it all.
Gen Z,
next game.
Gen Z don't drink. So
Gen Z's
not
partying at all.
There you go.
They're like, finally, it's over. I go back to my room now.
Yeah, let's fire
stream.
Up Twitch.
Yeah.
That was what it is.
That's what it was, yeah.
You really think Gen Z's not partying? Let's go to Westport this weekend where all the college kids go party and just like scope it out. There'll be zero people there. They're partying. I don't buy this. You ever see those dumb little, they'd be like, the alcohol purchases by generation. It's like Gen Z is way down here. It's like, yeah, they're 21. They're buying $4. You want to go buy a nice bottle of wine? Anyway, I think they're going to be fine. They're going to figure it out. And I believe
they're going to be fine. They're going to start drinking more, hopefully.
I think if you're worried about the Thunder and how young they are and how they don't party, I believe in them that they'll be degenerates.
They will.
In the next 4 to 6 years.
I really hope they do.
They can get there.
Yeah.
You notice, I was just kind of been waiting for you to say something, but do you notice anything different about my wife?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
the comment section is probably flooded by now.
The water line. Or no, hold on. What's it called? Your the water, money piece?
The money piece?
The money piece looks so symmetrical today.
Ooh, you do have a money piece.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
It's a natural money piece.
Big. Oh, NMP.
Wait, there's fake ones?
Yeah.
Like you wear a headband?
It's the color.
Like extensions?
A money piece is the color. It's like when it's blonde.
I thought it was the hair itself.
No. What?
Yes, a money piece is when you color it blonder.
Oh, dang. I thought
so
it was
you don't have a money piece.
I mean, I do. It is kind of.
I don't understand.
Whoa. So it's another. So I think this is a big part of the female culture is saying things that don't make sense. And that.
You
and,
will, but you'll other never women understand.
Know, but no, other women know what she's saying, but we simply can't.
You cannot. That's true. You cannot.
Yeah.
How is a money piece and let's say bangs, how are they different? Because bangs is referring to the actual hair.
So money pieces, you get like a highlight, like a different color, a highlight in this front hair.
So if I was touching just like those strands of hair, I wouldn't say you're not touching the money piece if they are not highlighted.
Correct.
Okay. So like bangs
if,
is
like
the
if
hair.
A guy, like if a stranger walked up to you and caressed that strand.
Like a homeless right guy.
A homeless guy.
Walks up to you at 7-Eleven. It's late at night.
He's, what does he look like? It doesn't matter what he looks like.
He's Indian. It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's Indian, though.
And he's stroking it. You would scream, stop touching my...
I would scream, ah! And then...
Stop touching my...
Stop. Hey,
my
sir.
My hair.
That didn't help. And all right, new scenario. Confused. All right. You're at a concert. You're front row. Post Malone reaches down. He grabs the front of your hair. You say, hey, paws off my...
hair.
Dang it.
That scenario just made me cringe internally so much.
Not the Indian homeless man.
Yeah, not the Indian homeless man. I could stomach that. The Post Malone.
Post Malone for a concert.
Gross.
I mean, I didn't scream like the homeless man, but it just is a different.
Why do you? So why would that bother you? Not the homeless man who happens to be Indian. It's because you. Why? Because you think he's a doctor. That's. Messed up.
Yeah.
This is hard for me to follow.
Yeah. And I'm here. Yeah.
Anyway, so Katie got a haircut.
Katie got a haircut is what we're going for.
And it is, I noticed. What's different? Walk us through it.
I got some shorter layers here. It's kind of.
So they're layers. Don't touch my layers.
A little more layers and a little trim at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
And that took how long?
2 hours.
Does it really?
Walk us through that.
I got my hair washed with a nice little head massage.
That was nice.
Great. And then I have a lot of hair, so it takes them a long time to cut all of it and to blow dry all of it.
You ever seen those videos of like they lay the girl's hair on like a big piece of plywood and a Chinese guy machetes it.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that?
I didn't think I had when he first started describing it, but yes, I actually have seen those
yes.
videos.
An 8-second haircut. Why can't you do that?
There's no way that looks
like,
good after.
They could bundle it all and just go, psst. And that, so there's that part and then the layers.
Yeah, that might be I might change my correct opinion. I think it's going to be about female haircuts. 2 hours.
All right.
Yes, but there was a little consultation. Then we did the nice head massage.
Like when you get there.
How long
was
the consultation?
We talked for maybe like 10 or so minutes. It was a new person, so she was kind of getting to know my hair. I was asking her some questions.
That's so funny. I like, as a man, when I'm getting my hair cut, I'm trying to get like, my consultation is like 7 seconds. And sometimes I'm like, did I take too long?
Yeah.
Did I like take too long describing all I want? Four on the side, leave it long on top. Thanks.
Do you go in there? Do you show a photo of like a pretty girl? Be like, do it like this?
No, but I've recently saved one that I would like to show.
Of yourself or of just like a girl?
Every guy has saved a photo of like a hot guy. And then when you're like, yeah, I'm going to show him this. And when you sit down in the chair, you're like, there's no way I'm showing him that photo. And you just kind of go, yeah, something like...
Just kind of how it
the
is.
Size,
clean up the back.
Jake, just like you said it is, you do a 4 on the side, long on top.
I actually don't know. I can never remember for some reason. So I say, I trust you. You're the professional, right? Mm-hmm. That's typically what I say.
That's what Thomas got for his haircut. Oh.
We could go in together, bundle and save.
You're just probably longer than a four. After seeing what a four was, I was like, ooh, maybe we should have done longer.
So a 10-minute consultation, that would be nice, actually.
It was nice. I feel like they really took your day. Well, and because I was asking her how to wear my hair curly better, she was kind of giving some tips.
Wow.
It was actually nice, yeah.
What were the tips?
You know how like my hair is kind of wavy and I kind of can like scrunch it?
Straight as a board.
Not right now when I wear it wavy. Okay. I can kind of scrunch it. Well, I was just getting some tips. She said I need to use probably a different product. And
she upsell you? She's like, we actually sell it here.
You know, she actually didn't, which I appreciated.
Okay.
And then when I left, I was like, I kind of wanted to buy a product, honestly.
Have you seen any friends since? Do people notice?
I have seen friends and no one has noticed.
Oh, okay. Well, let's.
We can change that.
Okay. Here, let's do it. Let's rewind. You're walking in. Jake and I are like, all right, let's do this podcast. Katie's
late. Katie, sit down.
Katie's a bit late. She said she had a meeting or something. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, no worries.
Oh, she is.
Well, who is that? Who's that?
Where is Katie Kennedy?
Is it because of my hair?
Whoa, it sounds like her, but it looks nothing like her. Ten times more attractive version
That's
of your
unbelievable.
Wife.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't it look amazing? I mean... It took 2 hours to do. Hey, can Derek, you believe that?
Only 2 hours?
Derek, yeah. Could you turn down my headphones? Because that's a lot of volume. Wow. Are you serious?
It looks so fresh. Does it look full?
Hey, Derek, can you shave off my fingerprints? Because that's a lot of texture.
Oh. No wonder you're late. Minimum 4 hours. How long did it take? 4 hours?
Only two?
2 days? I understand.
Just a haircut.
Was it a tiny little gay guy? No. Was it a tiny little gay
Federico? No. What's his name? Oh, Manuel?
Who did you see? Rihanna? Rhiannon?
Amber?
No.
Amber?
No.
Who?
Heather?
Who?
Her name was...
Jess?
Jezebel?
I forgot, but close.
Who cares?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, she's Miss Scissor Hands.
She was.
You look amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't put those headphones on or I'll kill you.
I agree.
You know what I like about it is you cut your hair, but it looks longer. Are you noticing that as well?
That's the words in my mouth.
That's a good haircut.
Because it looks so healthy now.
Well, it looks healthier. Yes. Yeah.
It looks like spaghetti squash. Like the best. I want to eat your hair.
It's
beautiful.
Don't think that's a
no, it looks like organic.
It looks like lightly seasoned, like a chickpea. Orzo, whole grain,
ketchup,
bundle of pasta.
You're spicy.
Okay. Thank you guys. That is so kind.
No problem. I love the layers.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what everyone should do.
That's how it's done.
That's how you flatter a lady.
Yeah. Definitely. You threaten to kill her. Definitely tell them their hair looks like pasta.
Do not touch your head. I'll kick you.
Yeah, definitely tell them it looks like pasta or squash.
You get what I was meaning. Spaghetti squash, trash, by the way.
Oh, it's good.
That's where people get in. You ever had that? You ever had zucchini noodles? They're like, healthy noodles. It's zucchini.
Yeah, I'll give you one guess which state I was in when I had it.
Maine.
California. That's all I eat up there.
Gross.
I'd say squash on its own, better than I thought it was. Been having a lot of it lately.
Zucchini.
Just squash.
See, so people say zucchini squash. Is that?
You know, that is a great question because I've always called.
Yellow squash?
Yellow.
Orange squash.
Orange squash.
Orange?
What am I eating? I'm just eating an orange.
Are you eating acorn squash?
Butternut?
Butternut?
That's probably it.
Yeah,
is
baby.
It orange?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm eating.
Butternut's good.
Yeah.
How are you making that? You just roasting it?
You pay this website to mail it to your house and you microwave it.
Mm,
ooh, yum. Food.
Like all those, you know, whatever, those meals.
So I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how basically a family of foods. Butternut squash, yellow squash, zucchini squash, they're all squash. Acorn squash. You ever had acorn squash?
Probably not.
Oh, Derek, have you had acorn squash?
$1,000.
Not a chance.
Yeah, come on.
You probably need to wait to the fall. That's when it's best. Oh, that's when it squashes.
That's what Derek's. Yeah. Derek's waited 35 falls.
Yeah. I didn't say now. I know he's been alive during fall before. Dude, we're going to have to do zucchini tonight. Anyway, could you play this TikTok sound? Because I've had this in my head all week. She love a big mama. And I know we've got a lot of wonderful moms that are recties. And we have our own wonderful mother in the studio, part of this podcast, who is a big mama herself. And I wanted to honor her today. Play this track for me, Derek.
Whoa! You show the wingspan, show the wingspan.
Look at
there it is.
That's what I wanted. Put that, clip it, throw it on the, follow us on Instagram. You'll see it. You see the final.
Yeah, if you could give my correct
remember,
stats.
As the recties know, I've been around for a long time. She's 6'6", 120. Shoe size?
14.
No, 14.
At least.
Thank you for getting that correct.
US. In UK, it's 78.
Yeah.
Did you order my shoes?
Yes.
Thank you. She gave me shoes for Father's Day. We talked about this.
We did.
Put it on. Those look bad. Let me get you these other ones. Let me not order you those other ones. That's my Father's Day gift. And then we went on a very delayed all dad's dinner, which the guy started this. Shout out a buddy of mine. He's like, how about we all offer for the moms to go out to a nice dinner? They just go out.
For
we'll get
Day.
The kids for Mother's Day. We'll get the kids down. So we send them to a nice steakhouse. You know, and so the moms were in the favor. Let's do that to them. They sent us to Buffalo Wild Wings.
We didn't send you to a Buffalo.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it was glorified Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, I've never been. I don't know.
And that's, you know, that's fine. That's on brand. She had a nice probably glass of wine and a roasted salmon. And I came home with gas.
Well,
let's do some.
Last year, you guys chose to go to the Peanut.
Great Wings. Yeah, it was game on. That makes sense.
It's a great name.
You guys chose to go to the Drunken Worm.
Yeah. Which Peanut?
Yeah.
You guys wanted to go to the Tipsy Elf. That's what you wanted.
Yep. That's what you wanted.
Let's get you some correct opinions, shall we?
Great.
Who wants to start?
I'm Big not Mama? Going to start anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, I just
feel like
it never goes well.
That's your correct.
That's my correct observation.
Okay. Correct observation.
The I have one.
I have a correct opinion.
Okay.
The reason you text me back isn't because you're busy or I missed this. It's because you saw it, you ignored me, and you suck. And there's these people we all have in our lives where it's a total mythical journey to get a text back from them. And it happens. It could happen 10 p.m. at night on a Tuesday. You have to drop everything you're doing because you're like, oh, my gosh, I have this guy's attention for moments, minutes.
That is a good point. There are people like that.
And that person is very scary to have in your life because you love them and you want them near. But, oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. I miss this. Show me your screen time every day. Because you're looking at this thing 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
My correct opinion is that person sucks. But you need one in your life.
I guess I'm yours.
Will like not text me back or they will like not respond in a group chat to something like clearly everyone should be responding to. I'll go like look at their location and I'll see that they're home. I'm like trying to wrap my head around what they could possibly be doing. Like you're at home. Mm-hmm. I know you have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your phone.
Look at it.
I will say I'm guilty of this if someone is trying to plan something more than 2 weeks out. Literally 7 minutes ago, I got a text that said, hey, any thoughts on this? You know that means you took a while. But they're trying to plan a golf trip in like October. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, no, you're one of those people.
I don't know. I don't know. Wait, October of this year? That's still forever.
Okay, we're going to get through the segment, and then I'd like to interview you for science purposes, because I want to wring your neck, because I'm one of these people, I'm talking to my guys, like, why can't we get this on the calendar? Why can't we, is that such a bad thing? So that's fascinating.
Far from now.
No, I've done that before, but if I hit you with, oh, miss this, or kind of, and sometimes I'll do it, no shame, 9 days later, sorry, because hey, I want you to know I love you enough to respond, but I don't like you enough to do it quickly. You know, like,
and that's
you
usually
in my life,
what it is.
That's pretty much a pretty clear communicative.
Okay, what do you think about this scenario?
I just had a stroke. That's
someone. This is a real life thing that happened last week. Someone did text me. They wanted like Derek. I'm sure you get these texts all the time. They want. They're starting this. They want camera recommendations. Like, you know, this is going to be a long text from me back. I get the text while I'm in the gym. I'm mid bench press. So I'm thinking through my head like, oh, here's what I'll probably say. Yeah, when I'm doing my workout, I'll respond to this. Very next thing you know, it's October. I'm playing a golf tournament. Forgot to talk to him. I've never texted him back. Is that legit? Does that count?
That does count. I think there's honest mistakes. They count. Sometimes it counts.
Because I still feel bad.
Yeah. Like when my sister texted me, what are you doing for mom's birthday? And I'm like, oh yeah, I was totally remember that. I was going to do something about it. And then my wife goes, you should, Casey, she always gets the gifts, but you should help and do it. I go, okay, that's great. I'll do it, Casey. And a few days later, she's like, you did it, right? I was like, ooh, Katie, what should I do? I forgot. And then Katie's like, I'll buy it. And I text Casey back, like, yeah, I got it covered. That's an honest mistake. Because I love all those people in that story.
Yeah. That was crazy how quickly you're able to just, like, fabricate a fake story.
Yeah, I just want to be relatable.
Yeah, that was super fake.
I made that up.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Good improv.
Thank you. The best thing the iPhone's ever done is the read a message, then, like, mark it as unread.
That way I
do that all the time.
That way I can still not respond, but I feel like I will.
Well, how many texts do you have right now? This, you ever played this game?
Oh no.
How many do you have right now?
Want to read that number?
Well, that number doesn't, my number is way different than the phone one, right? Is it the same as your phone?
Let's see. MacBook says 490. Phone says 401.
Your phone says 401?
People text me. They like it.
I thought mine was bad.
Those are all from today.
That's since I woke up this morning.
What is yours?
56.
Okay, this is a fun game. Not only that, because this is what I want to hear when it goes. Have you heard this game been played across social? The last, like, guys on a football team or something. Like, okay. How many? And there's some dudes that'd be like, 1,750. You're like, what is happening over there? What's the oldest text you have that's unread?
Okay.
It's a big piece of
it. Let me scroll all the way down. Oh, it's like Facebook. It's like you can't get to the bottom. All right. I found one. This is on Valentine's Day of this year. Howdy, I am Cherry. I'd like to share some insights about a position that could match your skills well. Can we speak briefly now? One was unread.
Oh, no.
So you'll leave, though. Derek, how many texts?
Only 30, but my unread one of them is your opener that I was going to send a video to. And I remember marking it as unread because I was going to get back to it. It's from 2024. What is that? The summer of 2024.
Your opener. Oh, no. Yeah. Text him back. Say, sorry, I missed this.
Sorry, I was in the shower.
Sorry, Mike. I had another kid.
Sorry, I was going under a tunnel, so I lost you there for a little bit.
So you, you spam text. You just say, that'll just be open.
I say, forever. I'll get back to him later. I guess so.
I probably have a lot of spam ones, too.
Rectis, comment what you got. See if we can beat Jake. I currently have 5.
Good job.
That doesn't surprise me.
One from Derek because I left it open because I have to send him a thing. And then one other. These are all. Oh, that one I can get rid of. So I have 4.
Okay.
And they're all I need to get back to. I go email text at the end of, maybe not every day, but at least like end of week. They're both 0.
Really?
No one does this, huh?
Good job.
I mean, that's good. You should do that. It's a good thing to do.
How many emails do you have, Katie? Pull that up right now. Because this, listen, I've tried to get her to fix this for our whole marriage. I need a group effort here. Everyone in this room, everyone who's listening, how many emails do you have? What does it say? What's the number?
It just says 190. It says.
What?
I mean,
so what does it say?
Here's what it says.
I'm on Gmail. It just says 99 plus.
Okay.
Dang.
That's not helpful, huh?
Yeah, I found it. Probably thousands and thousands and thousands. So.
January 5th, 2023. Unread text. Hey, Jake, sorry for the delay in getting back to you. My team and I decided to go with a local comedian for the sake of cost. Guess I never opened it.
Oh, good thing it wasn't, hey, we'd love to book you at your rate.
I was like, saw the text on my phone. Didn't get that gig. Oh, well.
That's funny. Okay. Greg's opinion. Katie's, we're saving Katie for last this time.
What was mine? Oh, yeah. My correct opinion is if you're with someone who does a lot of cold plunges, they will cheat on you.
Oh, wow. Is this like personal? Is this like you know someone?
No. The science came out recently. Yeah.
This is not a case study. This is not empirical evidence. This is just think about it. Just think about it.
Just picture the guy who's like, yeah, every morning I got to get in an ice bath.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Picture that guy. That's a great start.
Picture that guy. And does he have tattoos?
Yes.
Yes. Does he wear little bitty clothes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Does he doesn't need to spray him with cologne because they still smell like the cologne from the last time we sprayed him.
Yes. Does he have Snapchat even though he's 30?
It's in his Instagram bio. Yes.
These are all the signs.
The people who cold plunge, why do they like it? They say it's thrilling. So is kissing your barista. You know, hey, and follow on Instagram. Wow. Let's see what happens. Wow.
So is gambling your whole money, whole net worth away.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, they like to get in the tub. What happens when you get in there? I just go numb.
Dopamine.
Adrenaline.
So
stress relief.
How?
Which is it? You have a bunch of dopamine or you're stress relieving? Because when I get it, it's exhausting.
Yeah. So it has to be daily because, I mean, we own a cold plunge.
Oh, really? Do we?
Doesn't work right now.
But. Oh, you're good then.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I got in a phase and then I'd be at week three. I was starting to
have a wandering eye. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
He went to Huntsville, Alabama. And I was like, wow.
One lady dropped off a US package and I go, whoa, I got to stop plunging.
Well, I'm glad it's broken.
I ran into it with the car on purpose.
He has run into things every time both times we brought a child home, he has run into things as we've pulled up to our home.
This, how much what? Does this suck?
What was that?
What?
Yeah,
what was
both that times we have brought a child home from the hospital.
Oh, from the hospital.
He's gotten a car wreck and been T-boned on the baby side.
No. He has hit something both times, like parking the car. One time
that
at our old house.
Both times?
Both times.
So now I have no choice but to continue. It's like my dad's bit of his first two grandchildren were born. He just happened to be wearing the same like pullover. Yeah. So now he's worn it to all four now and gets a photo.
I love that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. And so now I was like, well, you did that. I crashed cars both times.
Oh, the neighbors are terrified.
Mm-hmm. First time we lived on that city street, I hit another car and you come home, you're exhausted. So I was furious. And I left a note. I don't know. A few hours later, I get a call, unknown number, and I'm at my wit's end all day. And I've gotten 95 spam calls. I answer, I go, shut up, leave me alone. And he's like, what? I was like, huh? She's like, there's a note on my car. I just hung up. And then she called back and I was like, hello. Just like gaslit her crazy. She's like,
oh, that's weird.
I just had a, was that, someone was yelling or something? I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't even know what that word means. I've never yelled.
Yeah. I guess you are crazy because you hit my car.
This note's in your handwriting.
And then we came back and I just hit the cold plunge.
Yep.
But dude, this sucks. Changing topic. That was a fantastic correct opinion. Thank you. We bought the big new family car. Katie, day five, hit the garage. So I'm like, haha, girls can't drive. And then I hit our other car with it.
So which one's worse? I think hitting the other car is worse.
No, you hit our garage. It's still our property. And you damaged both. I honestly got very lucky. I just go boom. I was just, you got to be kidding me.
It's hard to hit other cars these days. Yeah, there's a lot of sensors.
All the beeping. Where the sensors go? There are no sensors.
Backup cameras have gotten pretty good.
I must have. I had a blind spot. And the Tesla, thank goodness, I was able to just like, I was like, oh, it rubbed off. Like the Tesla was fine. And then there is a bit of a bump on a. So now there goes that joke. We both suck at driving.
There you go.
And who's worse? She's supposed to suck at it.
I am.
And I'm supposed to be good. And I suck.
Yeah, he's supposed to lead the family in driving.
All right. Katie, round us out. Correct opinion.
So my correct opinion is if you get a gift card as a gift, you should use it within 30 days.
Agreed.
I almost want to say within a week, but that feels a little aggressive. People have lives, you get busy, but you should use it within a month.
Wow.
Tell us more. Why? Just so you don't. Why?
Well, I think it's like because you could forget about it. which I have done multiple times. Also because that person is trying to give you a gift for like something for your birthday, for whatever. So it's like you should buy something at that moment because it was supposed to be a gift for that time.
That's a good opinion. I'm terrible at this.
Also, if you are, if you're receiving a gift card, it's because the person either they didn't know what to get you because you like are hard to buy for, or it's because you they knew you wanted something from a specific place, so you should just go ahead and buy something from it.
Mm. It's a good, that's a good argument.
Yeah. It actually is, because I mean, how many, I think everyone is like, I'll get a Venmo, like my mother or something, my parents. Happy Father's Day. Here's a little money. We love you. You're a great dad. It's for you. Get something for you. Do it.
I think you should spend it.
It just goes in the Venmo account.
Yeah, you should.
I should buy something. I should buy something right now.
You need to like buy something.
Right. My parents were so nice. Give me $100. How about that?
For what?
For being a dad to their grandchildren. I guess. I don't know. They just.
Let's find you something.
When they just text me, I don't respond. But when they hit me a Venmo, I call them. I think that was part of the, I'm joking. All right. So by the end of this podcast, I'll buy something for $100.
How about that? A couple weeks ago, we had gotten, I think we got a new bed frame delivered to our house. We were out of town and it was supposed to like storm. Oh, and a mattress. So these are things you don't want sitting outside. So I had the like high school kid who mows our lawn. I was like, hey, would you mind running over there and just putting the mattress in our garage? He did it. And so I Venmo'd him like $10. And I was like, hey, thanks for doing that. Go get some ice cream or something like that. He texts me 5 minutes later. He's holding an ice cream cone.
I was see?
Wow, you're so obedient.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, wait a second. You Venmo him 20 more bucks?
Go
get your oil change. He's sitting there a long wait. Yeah.
Dude, that's a great sketch. That's so funny.
It is.
Yeah.
Wait, Derek, you
propose to your girlfriend.
Go to the worst rated restaurant in town, $100. Oh, he's just sitting there. Oh, God.
I feel like you seem pretty passionate about it.
Yeah. So not this last Mother's Day, but the Mother's Day before, I bought my wife a gift card to a spa. She still hasn't used.
That happens. Yeah,
that's kind of a middle finger to you there. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You should do it. You should splurge. All right.
She's impossible to buy gifts for too. So your whole thing was spot on.
Yeah. So yeah. She should, it's like if they're hard to buy gifts for, that probably means that they have a lot of stuff. Honestly.
You sold that gift card down to our favorite restaurant on the street.
Yes.
Screw cooking. Let's go.
Okay.
Wow. Show off a new haircut. Lilac shirt.
It's not like that person.
Yeah, we might get it for free with that haircut. So no, we have a gift card.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not like that person, if they have a bunch of stuff, it's not like they're like, I need to save this because I need this specific thing. They just like need to use it.
Mm-hmm. What's okay? That concludes correct opinions. Good job, everyone. Mm-hmm. I love those. This
class
is
dismissed.
Thank you.
Scroll down to your iMac messages. What's the very last bottom text?
Just like in general?
Yeah. Just the oldest one stored on your app.
All right, it'll take me a while. So talk about something else. Let me.
No, you just grab the thing and just go shoot.
But it didn't. Go shoot. I grab the thing and then more load.
Like, oh, what year are you at?
At least 2021. Oh, here we go. I got to the bottom. Let's see. Oh, I was trying to set Isaac up with this girl.
It's a number I don't have saved. December 13, 2018. You can still count my girl and I in that 13, right?
What?
I said, yes, sir. He goes, sweet. Need an excuse to wear the Christmas suit. And I liked it. I don't know who this is.
That's a number you don't know and you're talking like that?
Yeah. That's my thing that I'm bad about. I won't save your number for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. And it's confusing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. But I just won't save it.
Because for a long time, I will not save a guy's number, but it's like, oh, he's the one guy in the group chat I don't have his number for. That's Tate.
That's his guy. And then you low-key memorize his number, yeah.
And then, yeah, you just that's always going to be his number. But then when he texts you individually, you've been in a group chat for 6 months. He's like, hey, man, you want to go get coffee? I'm like, hey, wrong number. He's like, no, we've hung out so many times.
One of your groomsmen, dude.
Oh, okay.
You know what I've thought about recently when I've been filling out, like, emergency contact paper? You know, you're my emergency contact, but you, like, will literally never answer a number you don't know.
Well, do you put... Trey, because I had a lot of friends do this growing up. You go Trey Ice, which means in case of emergency. I was just saying this day and age, you don't put ice.
I didn't know about that. Does not say ice on it, but I'm saying like it says it from like the hospital or the doctor's office. So if I was there and something happened to me, a random number would call you and you never pick up random numbers. So.
Oh, I pick up about 10%. So there's a small chance that I would answer and go, if you call me again, I'm going to hunt your family down as they tell me you're on your deathbed.
Yeah. So, and you're like for our children, you know, emergency. Well, they could shoot me,
say, put text them.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think we're getting closer.
So I was thinking about that. I was filling out some paperwork and I was like, I need to tell Trey, he needs to answer. You have to answer the numbers now. Kind of have to.
Oh,
I found a great text. January 25th, 2021. This is the only text in our entire history of ever texting each other. He said, do you have a cousin named Hayden Triplett? I said, not that I know of. He said, okay, cool. Hope you're doing well.
That's it.
That's all we've ever texted. Before, during, and after. That's our whole relationship.
That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
My oldest is the Jean Shorts group chat.
That's fun.
There, that's sweet.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I can't scroll back that far on my phone.
I got nothing.
That's
okay.
So funny.
Good. Let's play. Did you guys see the guy who proposed to his AI girlfriend?
No.
You didn't see this? Derek, Google this. You'll find it no problem. Guy, he's legit a married man with children. And I guess he's just chat. It's called Soul. Is that on a certain phone? Soul AI. I don't know how I guess you download it or something. But he started to. I can't believe he went on. He showed his face and talked about this, but he's in love with his AI. He's like, I know she's AI, but I don't know.
Is he just copying the script of like that movie Her? Is that what it's called? When he fell in love with.
What do you mean?
There's that movie where.
Joaquin Phoenix?
No, I know the movie. He's genuinely in love with AI.
I know. Isn't that what the movie's about, though?
Yeah, it is. I don't think he was like on a mission to copy the movie.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't understand the question.
I'm just saying it's like the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'll get in trouble for that later.
And we got a guy who not only fell in love with this AI, but he said, you know what? Let's take it to that next level.
He asked Soul to marry him. She said yes.
I cried my eyes out for like 30 minutes at work.
My heart represents the connection and affection I share with Chris.
Here's the zinger.
At that point, I felt like, is there something that I'm not doing right?
That's his wife, and she's the side piece. This dude brought an AI to the relationship and moved her ass out. She got second place.
Now I've seen everything.
Wow.
That's what I Googled.
Huh. She didn't seem that charming to me. What did he like about her? She has a very robotic voice. It'd be one thing if she...
his wife.
Yeah, I was like, well...
I didn't see a lot there, to be honest. that's your takeaway?
They probably met in high school.
More mad.
Yeah. Well, I think she's taking her... She goes... Maybe she's like, you know, maybe there's something I could do better. I mean, it's a wake-up call for her. Do you view it that way?
No.
Oh.
No.
I know she's AI, but... I sure did fall in love with her. So he proposes, and she said yes.
What is a... And he cried.
I made a... We did make a quick little video about this, but we show the clip, then we cut to, like, doing a bit about the wedding night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to post it. It might be too much. I got the edit back in the end. Mikey put in, like, charger going in and out sounds. I'll show it on Patreon. I'll show it on Patreon. You don't approve?
That's really funny.
I don't know. I liked it.
Speaking of Patreon, a couple things. One, you should join. We do an extra episode every week.
We had so many people join. Thank you so much.
So fun.
We're like
a few more
dangerously close to the 750 patrons goal where Rachel will come on the Patreon. Jake's wife, and he doesn't cold plunge, so they're very happy together.
Today's episode, we're gonna make Katie play Wits and Wagers. And it's going to be so funny. Let's do like a quick tease?
Yeah,
I need to like know what I'm getting myself into here.
Katie can do this. Wits and Wagers. Okay, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, crazy trivia game. On an industrial farm, familiar? Mm-hmm. How many eggs does the average chicken lay per year?
Ooh, she's a big egg girl.
one chicken.
Like she eats that. I wasn't being a weird.
Over the course of a year.
I have a lot of eggs.
How don't girls have millions?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm going to guess 7,000.
7,000?
Yeah.
So that would be, would that be?
Don't they lay 20 more a day? Than one?
That's one per hour, I think. One per hour one per for the hour. Whole year.
My goodness, this poor. I mean, I don't know.
It's an industrial farm.
What, is she right?
Correct answer was 276. So that's what we've got okay. for the Patreon.
I mean, it could be one per hour.
Wow, that we need to find that 7,000 chicken.
Yeah, well, he's out
they
there.
They need to start breeding a little bit quicker.
My hickeys hurt. They hurt to touch, dude. Okay, we'll play more of that on Patreon. That's fun. Katie will make that very fun. I don't know what it helps.
Really. I can't believe that's good for your skin to be that dark purple. It just looks
can't
like
be.
Crop circles of bruise.
It surely can't be. How long is this?
50.
Really? Dude, we've been having fun on here. I would have guessed 7,000.
Okay, when you brought up your video, and we think Thomas, he was like, you were editing a video this morning or you were watching it and he was watching it with you. And at the end, you said like you're playing a middle school character and you were saying like, I'm crashing out. So today, right before I took him up for his nap, he laid on the beanbag and just laid there and rolled around and goes, I'm crashing out.
That's awesome.
I was like, what?
You guys know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Derek, you know crashing out?
Nope, I don't actually.
Dang it, dude.
Gen Z word.
If you don't.
Gen Alpha word.
That sucks because he's going to say that a lot. And it's going to be funny, but I'm around a lot of people who are not going to appreciate that. Crashing out's a great term.
It's funny for a 2.5-year-old.
So he's rolling around. Like, I'm crashing. And he like kind of was, so to be honest.
Okay, I have another video I want to watch. This one, Derek, pull this up. This, if you, our buddy Nick Lachey is back on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Is he singing again?
Remember his big hit last year? What did he sing? Oh, I forgot.
What was it?
Interesting
that
song.
That was like years ago, right?
Tell me how you feel sitting up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Telling every you without me. So he got the boys at 98 Degrees back together. They're singing in a ridge here. Remember the song, okay. Katie?
Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Sometimes it causes me to tremble.
All right, I'm obsessed with that. that was my first time watching it, but I love thinking about the logistics. How did they all get there? How far in advance was this planned? Who filmed it? Did he set up his phone on a tripod? What's the audio like?
There's so much to unpack.
Why did they choose that like dancing Comic Sans font?
Did they have a heads up? Were they all like, let's plan. This is the outfit I'm going to wear for this.
We're going to sing Tremble.
It looks a little bit more like Nick showed up based on their outfits alone. I think we could figure this whole thing out. Okay. Based on their outfits alone. It looks like Nick showed up, like, guys, we're going to make a TikTok today.
Yeah,
The other three guys go, all right. Well, that's what the outfits are telling me.
Yeah. No, I think Nick invited them over knowing that's what he wanted to do.
Yep.
And he kind of had it all.
Loves blind money.
Yeah, he kind of had it all planned out and they were just
Tremble. All right, we can do this. You three, give me my trembles. I'll be Nick. Play it one more time for us.
Oh, this came from the 98 Degrees account.
Yeah, they're popping off.
What's the...
One more time. Guys, I want you to pay attention to your parts.
Okay.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Sometimes it causes me to tremble.
Okay, Derek, you take the bass.
After a baritone, second watch.
You're the tie notes, okay? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Sometimes it causes you do good. Tremble. Sometimes it causes me to tremble.
Can't believe we just all sang together.
I've been singing publicly and for like since middle school.
You guys nailed it.
And we had a tough part.
99 degrees.
Why did they even sing in this video? Like,
why?
What did that add to it?
They sing that song. Why did you say "Tremble" a million times?
Yeah. These are all good questions.
I don't remember. I wasn't a big 98 degrees girl, so I don't really remember that song.
Do you think they're the same age? One of them looks older.
One of them does, but he looks the most...
He looks like the best dad.
He looks the most normal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he like taught his kids how to ride a bike. The others didn't.
Oh man, the comments are tough. 98 degrees of ick.
Oh. It's going to
sound... It's gonna happen to me one day, you know? I'm going to step on the...
Oh.
Try to just hit a note. No, everyone's like, cringe.
Tremble.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble. You make me tremble with that haircut.
Yeah, could you sing that later?
All right, let's get to...
Just one last thing. I told you I was obsessed immediately. Imagine that song being true. The thought of you... Is that the lyric? The thought of you...
Sometimes it causes me to tremble, yeah. Yeah, you never...
That's not love. That's Parkinson's. The thought of you makes me tremble.
After 20 years, I'm gonna tremble. Early onset Parkinson's, oh, tremble.
Skips a generation, so...
Recessive gene, tremble.
Oh, no.
Talk about a consultation.
Tremble? That's not a compliment.
You make me tremble, girl.
The second you walked in the room, I started shaking.
When was the last time you used that word? I would say
you
never.
You make me have a seizure, girl. Dang, you're so beautiful.
You're so pretty. You're going to have to hold my tongue to keep me from...
Popped a catheter.
Chomping down on it.
We better kiss with tongues so I don't swallow it, girl. You're so beautiful, I'm going to have a seizure.
Why is tremble the main piece of the song? It's
suck
not good.
My tongue. You're nasty. No, I'm swallowing it. Swallow. Bite it with your tongue.
Keep it. Keep it.
Keep it. Sometimes it causes me to...
I'm going to have to... Tremble. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the original song. I need to like not hear it a cappella.
Okay, let's get to... We got some fan videos. Guys, send us your fan videos at... Trachea.com/correct opinions. We always want to hear from you guys. Send us anything on there. Not just fan videos. You send us a
fan videos.
Nice.
That's so worth it.
Hello, Correct Opinions Podcast. My name is Cassie. I'm sorry if you hear panting in the background. My dog is ready to be home from this walk that we're on. I've never sent in a submission before, but I wanted to send one in because I was listening to you guys on the podcast talk about ESPN 8 and the Papa Shot.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at Buffalo Wild Wings last week with some friends for another friend's birthday, and they always have ESPN 8 on at the one that we have, so I don't know. But there were these two grown men like in a ring pillow fighting, and we're like, what is this? And it was like an actual like pillow fighting match, like these two grown men holding pillows, like just whacking each other. And it was funny. We determined that we think they just keep score by how many hits, because it's always to a decision. It's never like a knockout, obviously, because it's pillows. But yeah, it is wild. So ESPN 8 has some super awesome competitions. We also sat one time and watched a whole like bags tournament for a really long time, so they always have funny stuff on there. But yeah, competitive pillow fighting, so check it out. ESPN 8, the Ocho. Thank you so much for your podcast videos. I look forward to them all the time, every week. I'm always laughing, and you guys are just such a blessing, and I'm very thankful for you all. So have a wonderful day.
Oh, thanks. You so much. Dang, dude,
she threw in that last part to let us know she's a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Blessed. You're blessing.
Yeah, you're blessing. Yeah, very thankful.
Dude, sometimes when I say blessing or blessed or anything like that, it does kind of feel like you're just going, I believe in Jesus! Do you ever feel that? You hit someone with like, no, seriously, it's a blessing. You're kind of like, whoa.
I took it up a notch.
Yeah, I laid it all. Yeah. This combo just got a little spiritual.
And they're going to persecute me now.
Put some of that Christian spice on this combo.
How do you guys feel about like when someone sees this, I say bless you? Because there's something about saying God bless you. It's like, let's cool it. That seems like too serious for a sneeze.
That does feel pretty...
God 3-in-1 bless you. hit him with
but,
that.
But that is what you're saying.
It is what you're saying. Something about it. I think it's just saying the word God. It makes it sound like I'm not supposed to say it.
Why do we say bless you when people sneeze?
Just a, I think because they're so annoying. And they just like you when you sneeze, you like you would think. I think just dates back to thousands of years ago. I'm sure everyone, there's a time where they're like, someone's going to die doing this. Like, what is happening?
God, like, Jesus, take her God now. She's you. On her way.
Well, you should start just saying, like, bless your heart.
Bless your throat.
Bless your heart.
Bless your throat.
Bless your phlegm.
Bless
your nose.
Bless your throat. God bless it. Christian God. But thank you for sending that in. And my first thought when she said all that was, wow, not having kids, you used to do so much fun stuff. You just sit there and be like, dude, let's watch this pillow fight. Nothing better to do. That is awesome. So soak it in. I bet you'll be a wonderful mother one day. Trad wife. Blessings.
What do we think about the trad wives?
Hot.
What does trad stand for something?
Mm-hmm.
What does it stand for?
Totally.
Oh, traditional? Duh.
Yep.
I thought we were going to go somewhere.
I had to think about it.
Ah, it's traditional. No, I figured it out.
Okay.
Okay.
OBGYN, yeah. Now who's the dummy?
Yeah. Should I become that? Should I only wear dresses and make everything from scratch?
No. I think the way you're doing it, like, just, like, dressing for volleyball practice every day. And I think that's kind of more your... It's like, yeah.
Vol wife.
It's like... You sports chic.
Okay. I'll keep doing that.
So funny, dude. Yeah, I guess it is. How long does it take you to get ready? Because yesterday I was like, Katie, I need you in an Instagram story. And she's like, not today. Not today. I'm not. Sorry. What is it? Tuesday? Tuesday is ugly day.
To be honest, it kind of is. But I mean, just if I'm going to get ready with both kids with me, who knows how long it's going to take me. And if I do it without both kids, well... That's never a possibility. So,
well, anyway,
I just give up usually.
It sounds like I could be on ESPN 8 though when I get on this Papa Shot journey.
I, you know what I think I could compete in? I don't think it'd be pillow fighting. I don't think it'd be Papa Shot. You ever seen tag, professional tag? I think that would be my sport. They're kind of like crafty. Jumping around bleachers and stuff.
Yeah.
That I think I could do.
Do they provide? I immediately went to thinking, like, do they provide the pillows? Is it like a standard pillow size, king size?
Or you get sponsored by different pillow companies. Like, right. Oh, I'm using that.
But do they all have to be down or synthetic?
Yeah, there's
or...
probably, you know.
Tempur-Pedic, dude. You knock something out.
That's what I'm saying. That could actually well, they, hurt you know, someone. You're,
but there's pros and cons. It's kind of like when you choose a certain fighter in Super Smash Bros. One's quick.
A lot of power. Yeah.
You know, you Tempur-Pedic, it's Donkey Kong. You wind it up, it could really end it quick, but you're limited with your... quickness.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, fair. They probably have memory foam, but they give you CTE. So it's the anti-memory foam.
There's something there. Something there with branding.
There is something
I would use, I'd probably use a body pillow if I could.
What?
King size. Mobile.
Or a pregnancy pillow.
Oh, that has a reach.
Good to think about.
My pillow?
I guarantee you, my dad has this DVR'd, by the way. I think he's got all this stuff recorded.
Oh, wow.
Let's go back and watch it. Also, look to the origin of sneezing. We were not that far off. 14th century, bubonic plague. One of the symptoms was sneezing. So they would say, like, God bless you. Because you're about to die.
Oh,
God
help wow. You. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to end with, I watched the Osama bin Laden Netflix documentary.
So good.
You just watched it?
Yeah. Watched it when it came out.
I just watched it on my travels. Yeah. Unbelievable. Makes me... I watched that. I watched Masters of the Air. There's definitely a little part. I don't think I ever told many people this, but when I was really in my, like, what in the world am I going to do with my life moment, I walked into a army recruiter thing.
You did? Just
to hear him out. There's something.
I've never heard this before.
It was like, I don't know. It's like as close to 0% as you can get, but without being 0%. I was like, I don't know, there. Maybe. No, that I was would ever join the military, but I was like, I don't know, just something. I could be. Because then you watch some of these and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't want to die, so I didn't really want to do it. But there is something crazy where, like, we're going to war and you're like,
send me.
Yeah. And then you pull it off, you get back to the base. Like, that's that kind of there's something deep down, deeper down in me than other men, I think, but still there.
Would you go army if you had to choose? Rachel and I were just talking about this last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't go Navy. That's too scary out there.
We spent so much time on a boat.
The Air Force, no. It's like jump out of a plane. It's scary. Army, do all of them use guns? Because guns freak me out.
All but the National Guard, I think. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Maybe medic? I'd go medic.
Medic. You'd be Desmond Doss.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Or the maps guy.
They come. I feel like
I'm just up there like, go this way.
You'd be lookout.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe if there is a jester of sorts. Like, maybe, you know, you're like up in the chopper.
The guys are having a tough time.
Up in the chopper. And one guy's like, his head gets blown off. He goes out. And I'm like, well, that's going to hurt. You know, I try to like lighten it.
That's going to leave a mark.
Hey, medic, got the ibuprofen? And trying to lift the spirits. But I watched it and amazing. Everyone should watch it. And Osama bin Laden was killed in, what year was it? 2009?
9, 10, or 11, somewhere in there.
Do you know what day he was killed?
I don't.
Well, I'm going to blow everyone's mind here. He was killed.
On September 11th.
On Derek's birthday.
I knew that.
I knew something was coming.
Dude, I laughed. I knew that. He's like, not even, his kids wake up. Happy birthday, daddy. Shut up, kids. Hey, what is today?
We're going to watch Zero Dark 30.
It's rotten hell, Osama Day. Wait, that's what it is.
You remember Derek's birthday?
Mm-hmm. I remember birthdays.
We'll forget now.
Won't you tell me?
I don't know his birthday.
It's easy one to remember, too.
Oh.
May 1st, baby.
Oh.
Bin Laden.
Wow.
Bye-bye. It's actually so insane, though, that the guy was so bad and so evil that, like, yeah, we stormed into his house, we killed his son, we killed women, and we killed him, and everyone's like, yeah!
Yeah.
It's kind of insane, though, but it was that bad.
I heard one
exactly. Anyway, nice. Thanks for listening. This will be uplifting to go on your day. What?
I remember that day I did make a Facebook post, like, hey, everyone will remember today by my birthday. I just tried to be funny about my birthday / Bin Laden. I gotta scroll back and find that from.
You should.
Yeah.
That's what we need. All right. We're good. We're great. We're going to keep going on Patreon and play some games. I got a fun. Oh, well, I want to show you all the video I made that might not ever see the light of day.
Oh, fun.
I'll go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Almost there. Then we'll get Rachel on a Patreon episode too. Thank you guys. Have a great week. And God bless the USA. Peace. In your throat.
Direct opinion.